You who pay your tithe of mint and rue and all kinds of garden herbs, and overlook justice and the love of God, these you should have practiced without leaving the others undone. Alas for you Pharisees, who like taking the seats of honor in the synagogues and being greeted obsequiously in the market squares. Alas for you, because you are like the unmarked tombs that people walk on without knowing it. A lawyer then spoke up. Master, he said, when you speak like this, you insult us too. Jesus replied, alas for you lawyers also, because you load on people burdens that are unendurable, burdens that you yourselves do not move a finger to lift. This is the gospel.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a tremendous danger in religion of all sorts, most particularly organized religion like ours, that the shared formalities of the faith displace the reality which they should express in importance. The ceremonies and rites, rituals, and formulae of our faith are there to establish unity, continuity, the safe transmission of the pure faith. But even the most binding of them is still merely at the service of the religion which only lives in the human heart. And there is no teaching, no form of words, no duty that is laid on us which can supply that devotion of the heart where it is missing. And for Paul, he even saw many of the formalities the Jewish faith as barriers to the growth of that true religion. He's speaking to the Galatians today about the gifts of the Spirit and opposing them to the principles of self-indulgence. Self-indulgence happens when we place ourselves and our priorities in the place where God should be, where we judge what is good and what is worthy of our lives by ourselves instead of by God. And someone who enthrones himself in that way has taken the place where the Holy Spirit and dwell, and has closed its doors. And unfortunately, when the human self closes the doors upon God, that is when the fallen nature of humanity takes over and comes to the fore. And so we are given this terrible line of Paul. You cannot belong to Christ Jesus unless you crucify all self-indulgent passions and desires. And there's something tremendously sharp about that phrase. The crucifixion of Jesus is seen in the scriptures as a crime. But here we are called to effect a crucifixion of our own. We are called to take up the hammer and nails and to commit in our own lives an act of tremendous potential violence. satisfy our own self-indulgence, to ally our lives with the life of Jesus crucified. That implies a quite terrifying degree of devotion, so that nothing of our own should take the place of God in our own life. And what if we don't do it? What if within our own hearts that selfish impulse is still enthroned? Then the outward forms have to be obedient to us. And the practice of religion has to conform to our self-image. And the great deception of idolatry takes us over. And Jesus has a word for this which is equally vivid in the Gospel. You are like the unmarked tombs that people walk on unnamed. In Matthew's Gospel he says it slightly differently. You are like whitewashed sepulchres which outside are glittering and pure, but inside are full of all manner of corruption and the bones. In Greek, it is particularly vivid because the Greek word for tomb sarcophagus means a devourer of flesh. That's the actual meaning of the word for tomb. And so these two images clearly spring out of the readings today and warn us that if our faith is not the giving of the heart to God, if our lives are not temples of the Spirit, places where real sacrifice is given to God, then the diagnosis of our real state is a heartbreaking one. We are a kind of false, hidden tomb. And for this, the only help is really in the hand of God, who alone can bring life to the dead. We ask God to send us his Holy Spirit, the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. Lord, have mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray for those who are sick, mind or body. Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia.